One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247 online. It is wonderful to have your company. And let me tell you that we have finally figured out what was going on. You see, I started the recorder for the podcast and it wasn't recording. Nothing was recording. So I called Martin and Martin came on remotely and had a look at the system, found out exactly what was going on, and we've sorted it out. Simple as that. Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. This is part 19 of the Hour One Nugget. Now, when I did the very first Fire of God, I brought this particular scripture, but I felt that I needed to revisit this. I felt the Lord wanted me to revisit this scripture. So I'm going to go back a bit further. And we were looking in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And today we'll look from verse 25. And it says, well, my Bible titles this little section, A Final Warning. Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. And the one is in a capital, so we know that the writer to the Hebrews is talking about Almighty God. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, we would have certainly not escaped if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only the unshakable things will remain. Now, what's interesting about that is I believe that the writer to the Hebrews is actually quoting a scripture that comes from Haggai, and it is a prophecy, a prophetic word that comes from Haggai. For this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says: in just a little while I will again shake the earth and the heavens, the oceans and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will be brought to this temple. I will fill this place with the glory, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. It is actually a prophetic word that the writer to the Hebrews is talking about. He goes on and says this: since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, look at that. We've just found out that the heavens and the earth are going to be shaken. They are going to be shaken. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed. Look. All of creation will be shaken and moved, so that only the unshakable remains. And then the writer to the Hebrews says, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, that is what we're receiving. That is what we are receiving, beloved. Get hold of that. Jump on that. Understand that we are receiving a kingdom. I'm not even going to say a heaven or an earth, because the Bible says kingdom. For we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable. Jesus said these words, didn't he? Seek first the kingdom of heaven, because that kingdom is unshakable. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Let us be thankful says Hebrews, and please God by worshipping Him with holy fear and awe. And I want to look at that. Holy fear and awe. It's nothing to do with being frightened of God. If you had a great relationship with your dad, I certainly did. I certainly had a wonderful relationship with my dad. And I can remember if I was naughty, my mum would say to me, I'm going to tell your father. And I'd be scared. But I wouldn't be scared of my dad. Listen to this. This is awesome. I was never scared of my dad. I was scared of the punishment. Do you get that? I wasn't frightened of my father. I loved my father so, so much. I can see his face. And sometimes, beloved, when I think of my dad, I miss him so much. But I was never scared of him, never frightened of him. He was my daddy. He was my father. And to me, he was perfect. I'm sure he wasn't perfect to my mum, but that doesn't matter. To me, he was perfect. He could do no wrong. My daddy. I wasn't frightened of him. I was kind of scared of what he might do, I have to say. I was kind of frightened about the punishment that he might meter out because of my naughtiness and my rebellion. But I wasn't scared of him, the person, the personage. And so therefore we look at this and it says, and please God by worshipping him with holy fear. That's not being scared. That's being in awe of. That's being in complete and utter awe. Off. When you shut your eyes and you think about Almighty God and you're taken to this place where you think, oh my goodness, so much peace, so much joy, and that's all because of the Lord, all because of Him. Wow. That's being in awe. That's being in fear of the Lord. Wow. 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 Sometimes I can hardly stand if I'm standing because of the awe of the Almighty. Sometimes I'm brought to my knees. Sometimes I want to lie prostrate, flat, prostrate on the floor. Because of the awe. Beloved, I need to give you this warning. Certainly, if you're listening to Worship Radio 247, I don't want you to just listen to the pretty music. The music is gorgeous, the music is wonderful, and it's pleasing to the ear. But I don't want you to just listen to the music. I've got a friend who's not born again, and he listens to Worship Radio 247, and he says to me sometimes, oh, I tell you what, David, you know, I'll play some great music, but it's not moving him in worship. It's not moving him in being awe of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He just enjoys the music, the sound of it. But we are commanded here to be in awe of God Almighty as we worship Him. To be in awe and to know that He is holy, He is set apart, and He is the giver of life, the creator, the author of salvation. He's all of these things. And so He needs and demands to be worshipped. because then the writer to the Hebrews finishes this little section by saying these words. God is a consuming fire. He is a devouring fire. For our God is a consuming fire, says the King James Version. And the New Living Translation says, He is a devouring fire. It means He will eat up anything in His pathway. He is a consuming fire. And beloved, today, I believe that He wants to not only devour you, not only consume you, but He wants to devour you and consume you with the fire of God so that it will burn up all of the rubbish, all of the garbage, all of the dross that is there. Because, beloved, we have dross in our lives and it needs to go in Jesus' name. I was telling you the other day, on the Hour One Nugget, I was saying to you, don't look back, only look forward. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Don't look back, don't look back, don't look back. And the very next morning, I looked back. I looked back, beloved, and ended up with an arrow in the back. With two arrows in the back and one in the chest and a couple in the leg too. I was being fired at. Why? Because I allowed myself to look back. And I should never have done that. I believe God was giving me a warning, and I believe God was giving you a warning, saying, don't look back. For a reason. It isn't so that you can't look back and gently reminisce. It's don't look back on the bad stuff. Earlier on, I was speaking to you about forgiveness, and I was saying, you don't only forgive, but you have to forget. And the real way to do that is to take it to the Lord in prayer and say to Him, Father, I need to forget. I cannot remember this. That means don't look back. We need to get rid of all this dross, all of this rubbish. And allow the Lord God Almighty, who is an all-consuming fire, to devour that needs devouring. Sometimes, beloved, we need spiritual surgery. We need the Lord to cut stuff out, to get rid of it so it's gone forever. For He is an all-consuming fire. For our God is a devouring fire. Father, thank You for this word today. I give You the honor and the glory and the power due Your name. I pray, Father, that as we continue to worship now, Your wind of refreshing would blow right across this globe again. And Your wind of refreshing and the scent of the Holy Spirit would permeate with Your beloved right now. In the mighty name of Jesus.